Picture this. Ernesto, a 70-year-old Tarahumara man from Mexico's Sierra Mountains, looks puzzled when asked about training for running competitions. Why would anyone run when they don't have to? He asks. As a subsistence farmer who grows all his food without machines, Ernesto remains remarkably fit without ever exercising. His perspective highlights the central paradox explored in Exercised. Humans evolve to be physically active, but also to avoid unnecessary exertion. Our ancestors walked miles daily, carried heavy loads, and occasionally sprinted from predators, not to stay fit, but because survival demanded it. Meanwhile, they rested whenever possible to conserve precious calories. This evolutionary legacy explains why exercise feels like a chore. When you take the escalator instead of stairs or circle a parking lot looking for a closer spot, you're not being lazy. You're following ancient programming to conserve energy. Remember those documentaries portraying indigenous people as natural super athletes untainted by civilization? That's largely fiction. What surprised researchers most upon first visiting Hadza hunter-gatherer camps in Tanzania was finding everyone sitting around, apparently doing nothing. While Hadza do leave camp daily to hunt and gather, with women walking miles to dig for tubers and men tracking animals for 7 to 10 miles, much of their time in camp is spent resting and socializing. The problem isn't our natural inclination to rest, it's that modern environments have made physical activity optional while making calorie-dense food abundant. This mismatch between our evolved tendencies and current environment explains why half of American adults fail to meet basic activity guidelines, contributing to epidemic levels of chronic disease. Throughout history, humans moved constantly for survival. Hunting, gathering, farming, without needing structured exercise. Formal exercise began primarily as military training. The Industrial Revolution changed everything. As machines replaced manual labor, the middle class sought ways to stay active, leading to modern gymnastics, calisthenics, and organized sports. Today's fitness industry has thoroughly commodified exercise. Government guidelines, specialized equipment, gym memberships, and athleisure fashion represent a trillion-dollar industry built on our separation from natural movement. While sitting is the new smoking makes headlines, sitting itself isn't harmful. It's natural and uses 8 to 10% fewer calories than standing. Anthropologists have documented hundreds of chairless sitting postures across cultures. The problem is modern, prolonged, uninterrupted sitting. Even fit individuals who sit extensively face higher disease risks, while those taking frequent breaks show 25% less inflammation despite equal sitting time. Common sleep assumptions also need correction. While 8 hours is often prescribed, non-industrial populations typically sleep 5.7 to 7.1 hours nightly, varying with seasons. Modern societies don't actually sleep less than pre-industrial ones, and health data from over 1 million Americans showed that 6.5 to 7.5 hour sleepers had 12% lower mortality rates than those sleeping 8 hours. While Usain Bolt might outrun skunks and hippos, he'd lose to most mammals like zebras or hyenas. Our bipedal evolution made humans relatively slow, as we run with only one leg pushing at a time versus four-legged animals generating force with multiple limbs. Yet humans evolved remarkable endurance for meat acquisition through power scavenging and persistence hunting. This explains why humans can outrun horses in endurance races. Though horses gallop faster, they must slow to a trot for distance, especially in heat. And humans can maintain marathon speeds that exceed many animals' trotting pace. Walking, while seemingly simple, is another endurance advantage requiring dozens of coordinated muscles. Its pendulum-like mechanics allow humans to walk more efficiently than our ape relatives. Walking upright saves about 2,400 calories weekly compared to knuckle walking, enough annual energy to run 45 marathons. Dancing emerged as a crucial endurance activity in human evolution. In non-industrial societies, it serves multiple purposes: healing the sick, warding off evil, and building community bonds. These dances demand extraordinary stamina, often lasting through the night, and mirror running physiologically. Both build endurance and can induce altered states through brain chemicals. Unlike chimpanzees, who rarely survive past 50, humans typically live decades beyond reproductive age. This is explained by the grandmother hypothesis. Elderly humans enhance their genetic success by caring for younger generations. Hunter-gatherer grandparents maintain remarkable physical activity in later years. Hadza grandmothers forage 5-6 hours daily, walking 3 to 4 miles across challenging terrain, often longer than mothers of young children. While Americans typically have their walking in their 70s compared to their 40s, elderly Hadza maintain brisk speeds and high fitness levels. Exercise fights aging through the costly repair hypothesis. Physical activity causes minor tissue damage, triggering repair mechanisms that address both exercise-induced and existing damage. Through supercompensation, these repairs can make tissues stronger than before. Our bodies evolve to match repair capacity with physical demand, activating maintenance systems based on activity levels. Without exercise, these mechanisms remain dormant, accelerating aging. Research shows starting exercise even after age 60 can reduce mortality rates by 30-40% compared to remaining sedentary. At Stockholm's Bjorn Borg Sportswear Company, CEO Henrik Bunga made weekly exercise mandatory. Every Friday at 11 a.m., employees attend Sports Hour at a nearby gym. Though initially controversial with 20% staff turnover, remaining employees now value the benefits, with many noting it's their only weekly exercise and appreciating the enhanced workplace community. This reveals how social commitment drives physical activity more effectively than willpower alone. Exercise with friends, join group classes, or register for training events. Studies show partner-based exercise has a 95% higher retention rate than solo workouts. Exercise motivation presents a paradox. The mood-enhancing chemicals it produces create positive feedback loops for regular exercisers, but don't help sedentary individuals. These reward systems strengthen after 6 to 8 weeks of consistent activity, benefiting active people while leaving non-exercisers struggling. To build sustainable habits, habits stack by connecting exercise to existing routines, like morning coffee or commuting. Remove friction by preparing workout clothes ahead and scheduling consistent times. Make physical activity non-negotiable, like any other daily essential. Our bodies evolved expecting regular physical activity. Exercise prevents cardiovascular disease by reducing cholesterol, blood pressure, and inflammation while stimulating blood vessel growth. For metabolic health, it can reverse type 2 diabetes by restoring insulin sensitivity, effectively unclogging the metabolic drain. Exercise reduces Alzheimer's risk by 45% and stimulates BDNF production, which nourishes brain cells, especially in memory regions. The mind-body connection is evident. Regular exercisers report 12-23% lower rates of mental health issues than sedentary individuals. We need a philosophy for using our bodies just as we need one for living. Our ancient energy-conserving instincts now work against us, accelerating aging while diminishing vigor. Though exercise offers no guarantees, lifelong physical activity increases our chances of dying healthy after 7 decades. Movement isn't medicine to be reluctantly consumed, it's our evolutionary birthright and key to vitality. In a world of productivity pills and mindfulness apps, we've forgotten the most powerful antidepressant, movement. Your body isn't just a vehicle for your brain, it's the reason your brain exists. Move with purpose, joy, and others.